The basic premise in the case that put Thompson behind bars for 4 months was that she used political considerations when she awarded a state contract to one of the governor's campaign donors. Chief Judge Frank Easterbrook wrote in his opinion that there's no way to even know what that phrase meant in Thompson's case. Easterbrook also said the idea that it's a crime is, quote, preposterous. University of Wisconsin law professor and former U.S. attorney Frank Turkheimer says this court was absolutely emphatic that no crime had occurred here.
If what Georgia Thompson did here was a crime, then most civil servants would have to give serious thought to taking other work, because every mistake could risk running afoul of federal criminal law.
Still, Turkheimer and UW law and politics professor Herbert Kritzer both say the ruling was gentle on U.S. attorney Stephen Biskupic. Kritzer says given the way judges attacked the prosecution during oral arguments, he expected this decision would rake the U.S. attorney over the coals.
It doesn't do that. In fact, in the last paragraph of the decision, it basically says that there's no reason why the prosecutors couldn't believe, given the text of the statutes, that they were operating under good faith, while at the same time the public employees felt they were doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Judge Easterbrook even suggested that Thompson's case may induce Congress to reconsider the wisdom of laws like these in the first place. While they're meant to keep bad people in check, Easterbrook wrote they can impose high costs on people they were not designed to catch. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.